This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. With Ramp, you get full visibility into your company's spending and control who spends what with each vendor. Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts instantly to save your team valuable time. Ramp automates data entry and routine tasks with automated approvals, expense categorization and bill payments, time-consuming tasks, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. Get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
So last night I'm minding my business. I'm at Moda Center, sitting around a bunch of Blazer fans in the crowd, and my eyes drifted to the baseline where the team guardian or trustee Jody Allen usually sits. She wasn't there last night, nor was Bert Cold. But Joe Cronin, the Blazers GM, was sitting on the baseline, as was Dwayne Hankins, the president of business. And then beside him, guy that we've had on the show frequently, K.L. Wambacher, who you know him as general manager and czar of the Hillsboro Hops. But K.L. was sitting down there, and you know, he was sitting as part of the operation, and I was like, oh, you know, wait a minute, he's in the inner circle, he's in the inner sanctum, so to speak, of what is going on with the Blazers. And so we'll ask him about the trade deadline and all of that. But you know, K.L. Wambacher, executive with the Hillsboro Hops, president, GM, former executive of the year. I don't know. Are you a former executive of the year, or are you just an executive of the year forever? K.L. Wambacher joining us. What was it like sitting on the baseline?
Well, first off, I've got a big smile on my face just thinking about you telling that story and how fun that experience was last night. But I was trying to get a job, you know, in case I get fired from the Hops. I got to have a backup plan, and I love hoops. So for me, you know, I tried to get a job at the Sonics back in the day, and they wouldn't hire me. So I stayed in baseball all these years.
Do you, like, how often does, like, the president of the Blazers, Dwayne Hankins, you with the Hops, the other GMs and, you know, Timbers, Thorns over the years, all the other entities in the state of Oregon, how often do you guys get together?
You know, it's been awesome. And I give a lot of credit to Chris McGowan. When I first moved here, you know, Chris was just starting with the Blazers as well, and also Mike Golub, who was with the Timbers, and both Mike and Chris were real welcoming when I moved to town. And Chris and I would get together maybe once a quarter or so, just have breakfast or hang out, and would get together with Golub maybe a couple times a year. And you know, we developed a really good, you know, good friendship between the teams, and it really started with McGowan. He had the attitude that the sports teams need to work together. We're, you know, maybe there's some competition around some sponsors here and there, but we're not competitive over fans. People are going to be a fan of basketball, soccer, baseball, whatever the sport is. We can't control what they want to be fans of. And so, you know, these teams, we need to support each other, work together. And I think Dwayne is a you know, who worked for Chris for many years, you know, took that on, and he's even taken it to the next level. And Dwayne started working in minor league baseball, so I think he's got a soft spot in his heart for what we do in our industry. And so we've become good friends over the years, which has been awesome.
I know during the pandemic there was a lot of, you know, everybody was kind of figuring out what everybody else was doing. You were, you know, talking with each other quite frequently. Did that bring you guys closer together, or was it already in that direction because of what McGowan did?
It was the base was established from McGowan, I really believe, but the pandemic brought us a lot closer together. Going through that hardship together, all being kind of in the same boat, you know, all wondering what the state was going to do left and right. And we'd have meetings where we could share what we're learning from Major League Baseball. They could share what they're learning from the NBA, what they're learning from MLS. and kind of aggregate a lot of that information and data together so we could make decisions for our business. And so those times definitely brought us closer together.
All right, you're sitting on the baseline last night. Donovan Klingon was fantastic. So was Shane Sharp. Yeah. What was that like to be that close and see those guys moving around and playing hard like they were?
I mean, again, for me, I'm a big basketball fan. It's my favorite sport by a long shot. So there were a couple of times where I felt like I was a little kid. The tip dunk that Shaden had, you know, both me and Dwayne both instantly jumped out of her chair. You know, just uncontrollable emotion, and just watching Kling in that close battle, how he played defense. But one thing that both Dwayne and I noticed was he would really listen. If a player was talking to the referee, you just kind of see him poke his head in, and he's just kind of listening. And you can almost see the wheels turning of him trying to learn this life in the NBA. But, you know, I haven't watched every game this year. I've watched a few, but sure felt like last night was his coming out party.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't want to see him out there on an island having to play every minute, but I think he's going to have a really nice long career, and I hope the Blazers keep him healthy and build around him. And the guys that were on the court last night were just a lot of fun to watch, and I have to think, you know, that is pretty gratifying. I think whether you are the Hillsboro Hops president and GM or the Blazers president and GM who are sitting next to you, when you see the product and you look around the building and you go, okay, fans are loving this. We left last night, Kale, like as a family, and I looked at Anna and she was like, I'm glad the girls got to see that, because there have been some nights where it's not that, because that is what brings you back, isn't it, as a fan?
That's right. 100%. Yeah, and it was, you know, it was a nice crowd. It was great energy. I also talked to their new CRO who came over from Toronto. And he even said, you know, hey, this was like, I've heard about Blazers fans and I got to see it tonight. Like it was such a great energy in the building. Obviously it was a very good game. Them winning the night before, I think maybe you could have assumed a letdown and maybe Minnesota's coming back a little bit stronger, but you know, Blazers went down early, kind of got kicked in the teeth, but you know, dug deep, came back, played hard in the second half. It was really a great game. And we're starting to see some character of that team and some of the potential that some of those guys have, which is pretty exciting.
The ballpark that is being built in Hillsboro, I'm excited about this. We've got some details on it. I want to ask you about that, but it looks like you've had so many inquiries for tickets that you've launched a waiting list. Did that open today?
Yeah, we just opened it today. We've been working on it for a few weeks with MLB. But, I mean, every day people are asking about it, whether it's phone calls or getting stopped. And so we wanted to, you know, develop a way that people can get their place in line. Because we're going to have about 4,500 fixed seats. And, you know, it's barely under construction. But the demand we're seeing already, we've realized that, shoot, man, the demand might outweigh the supply. So, you know, let's create a way for people to get their place in line right now, so when we do get to the point where we're picking out season tickets or mini plans or single games, you know, we've got a priority list built. So it's been an exciting day around here. Lots of phone calls, lots of emails, and we've seen a lot of traction already today.
The ballpark itself, does it have a name yet? Do you, you know, 4,500 fixed seats, what will the capacity be? And then do you have a name for it yet?
Well, for a couple million, we could put a name on it. So
the BFT's field, like
yeah, we're working on that. We'll you know, for now it's just the Hops Ballpark, but we've just started some outreach for a naming rights partner. So Matt Kolesinski, one of our VPs, and myself, we're doing a lot of the sponsorship sales. We're doing some founding partner meetings and naming rights meetings and stuff like that. But we've just started that outreach.
Give me an idea. When I see 4,500 fixed seats, capacity for concerts and baseball up to 7,000, you know, what is sort of the dream for that stadium as it pertains to both baseball and then maybe some concert that you might bring to the suburbs of Portland?
Yeah, I mean, I think that for us, the dream is it's kind of quality. It's first class. It's, you know, and that's why we selected a group like Mortensen and Populous as the design builder of, you know, these guys build major league stadiums. Mortensen's going to, after they finish this, they're going to go build the A's stadium in Vegas and the Rays stadium in Tampa. They built Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. They built Climate Pledge Arena, you know, a bunch of stadiums. So the type of quality they're bringing to this venue, it's going to be a major league quality venue just with 4,500 seats. So we keep the intimacy of what people like about our product right now. We are only going to have 14 rows of seats. We'll have a full second level, which we don't have now. So it'll definitely be a real stadium in the future. I mean, it's going to be the first major sports stadium built in the last 30 years. And so to be able to design it with today's fan experience in mind, which is very centered around experience, not as much as the play on the field. So the food and beverage operation is extremely important. You know, we don't have a single full cooking kitchen now. We're going to have a full catering kitchen that's over 2,000 square feet and three other full cooking kitchens. So just that alone, what we can do from a food and beverage standpoint is going to blow people away.
Loge boxes, concourse suites, reading about it, party decks, 9,000 square feet, premium lounge that you talked about. This is $125 million stadium. I'm going to guess that this is the most expensive minor league stadium ever built.
It is. That could be a good thing or a bad thing. We'll find out shortly.
Right?
Make sure we can pay. We can make sure we can pay for this thing. But we feel like we're in the best market in the country for minor league baseball and professional sports in general. And so we felt that we wanted the best venue in the country. And if we have the best venue, we can attract the best events. We can also put on the best product. And when we did a lot of our feasibility analysis and feasibility studies, the quality of the experience kept coming up with people. And, you know, I think people in this market were ready for a new venue, and we're ready for a new entertainment venue too, that won't just hold baseball. We almost get more excitement around the concerts that we're going to do than we do the baseball experience, which is exciting for us.
The fans out there have supported you to this point, and I know that played a role in you going, hey, we have the market. But the financing and the way this came together, I think, is super encouraging, not just for you guys, but you have a Major League Baseball to Portland effort that's trying to, you know, build a ballpark. You've got the Blazers who need to make improvements to Moda Center. Can you get into some of how that has been financed? Or, you know, you don't have to get too deep in the weeds, but how is this possible? How is it coming together, the public-private part of the financing?
Yeah, I mean, with the cost of sports stadiums these days, it's almost impossible to do it private. I mean, you have to have some sort of public-private partnership. We were fortunate to get support from the city, the county, and the state, and, you know, kind of almost equal levels from all three of those partners. And our message to them was like, listen, we've done feasibility studies. We know we can afford this much to put into the ballpark, and we're going to sacrifice future profits and future revenues to pour back into paying for the building, but we can't quite get there. So we need some help. We need a partnership. And then we had to really lay out the benefits to the public entities, whether it's additional hotel taxes that's going to be generated from overnight stays. It's just additional economic impact. It's image, and giving people a place to go to have fun and a place to go to gather. And I think we all learned that during 2020 of what toll isolation can take, not being around other people. And so we need places like this. And as we lobbied local officials and state officials, a lot of the testimony from fans and community members were around, we need places to go. You know, we need fun things to do in our community. We need positive stories about the Portland metro region and business development and recruiting employees and employers here. And, you know, we need these types of things as a city identity. So it was a very compelling story. And fortunately, we're able to get all three parties, the city, county, and state, to invest in this, which is pretty unprecedented in this area.
A friend of mine who's in the Phoenix area asked me, could the Diamondbacks go play in Hillsborough in that new ballpark? And that could that be a spot where, you know, a Major League Baseball team could come there? Can you maybe speak to the the role of Major League Baseball with Minor League Baseball, and does it become a selling point that you could have a minor league team in Hillsborough and a major league team in Portland, or is that frowned upon?
No, I mean, you know, quite honestly, we're putting a lot of pressure on ourselves. I mean, we see the effort that's going on to try to bring Major League Baseball to Portland, and, you know, there's a city that Portland's up against, Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City draws 6,000 fans a game in their AAA stadium. We draw 2,500. You know, when you compare those two markets, it doesn't show the type of support that you need to send a message to Major League Baseball. And so from our standpoint, you know, we want to build this venue, and then we want to fill it every single night. And if we do that, we feel like we can show Major League Baseball that this is a vibrant city. They love baseball. They're hungry for the Major League Baseball product, and hopefully we help elevate Portland's position when it comes to potentially landing a expansion team.
The phone number for people, do you have a number for people if they want to reserve a season ticket for 2026 when this thing gets built? It opened today. Do you have a number, or do you want to send them to the website?
HillsboroughHops.com is the best place to go because you can do it right there. It's only $50 to be on the waiting list. If people are interested in buying a ticket plan for 2025, you can do as little as a mini plan, and that will get you on the priority list as well. You'll actually be ahead of waitlist people. So we definitely recommend that. But if people are going to wait out, if they want to wait till 2026, no problem. Just a $50 deposit, and then that'll lock people's place in line. But yeah, HillsboroughHops.com, all the information's right there on the front page.
Once you've sat baseline in, like, the owner's seat at a Blazers game, can you ever go back to sitting anywhere else?
I'm ruined. No, I'm ruined. you know, and even just, you know, Dwayne is such a good person. He's so kind to me and my family and everyone. And just to walk around with him, with the arena, was a real treat. And, you know, just see how well he's liked within the organization. He's saying hi to everyone. He spoke to the Seattle Sports Commission before the game. And, you know, it's just neat to be around him and be around him in his, you know, in his world, in his venue. It was a real treat last night.
KL Wambacher, congrats on the stadium. Keep us updated. And for people listening, HillsboroughHops.com, if you want to get on that wait list for season tickets in 2026 when the new ballpark opens in Hillsborough. Thank you, KL.
Absolutely, John. Thanks.
You bet. There he goes. KL Wambacher and the Hillsborough Hops on their way. Leave it here. You got the BFT, the 5 at 5 coming up top of the hour.
Gamers and watch lovers, stay frosty. We've got covert intel. Movement, the official timekeeper of the highly anticipated Call of Duty Black Ops 6, is releasing a special edition Black Ops 6 watch and accessory collaboration. Bring the aesthetics of the Black Ops 6 story straight to your wrist and wardrobe. It even arrives with custom packaging and a free gift. Shop the exclusive special edition collaboration at MVMT.com/BO6. That's MVMT.com/BO6.